Zeros galore. This is accidentally a homage to Douglas Oliver. The zeros count much more than you think, you don't think, and say, fuck it. So the beaten path, like an egg beaten, is indistinct. What parts once defined are, you are now shuddering under the steel cry, fork swept across porcelain, you eaten, teeth set on edge of zero. I feel the world there. Which one mangled Arab had co-produced, but zeros, you see, and maniacs, one or the other has to go, and fire may yet often be amorous, the parts of its illustration used aptly. We have the credit to say distinct things, if not ever to be them. Zeros also mean jobs. To descry in each passing face the one beaten face owns no zeros except one seen passionately. What could this consciousness rise up to annihilate in fatal and glorious sunlight by love bound together, the expugnation of all fire? And by cubicles kept apart, given a free say-so, please leave a message. Where did the days go wrong? We tend to ourselves and zero. The eidetic cutback is moral. A new car in the first place is too fast. Secondly, we throw you and I ourselves out wildly, drive the night sane. Where should we go? Zeroing in on fire, numb, faced, and by that hated fact so brilliantly outshone. So far, well, nowhere. There are a few odd billion zeros more, or less autonomous men in the Iraqi corpse oil and sandpit. A zero-tolerant state inverted in the arts, that shrinking crescendo the light renounces, I can't touch and wake you up, myself flickering in and out with my vague face, singing a part, never can be everything. Were zero, you the one, beaten face perfectly, one part, one sky, returned fireless, anything more than one death for everyone. Finally you might end, and our requiems then starts reversible and lovely, and the hope won't also end. I never shall. A stupid gun laughs in a woman's face, fire contorts her. It is a way of letting hope be just someday, and its cold light stacked up in zeros.